You're listening to Clinician's Roundtable on ReachMD. On this episode, we'll hear from Dr. Atul Devdar, who's a professor of medicine and the medical director of rheumatology clinics at Oregon Health and Science University. He'll be discussing the risk of adverse events associated with the treatment option ixekizumab in patients with psoriasis, psoriatic arthritis, and axial spondyloarthritis. Based on data from a recent study, here's Dr. Devdar now.
Depression and suicidality is an issue with patients with psoriasis, psoriatic arthritis. And there is a history of this issue with some treatments, which are IL-17 inhibitors. There was a drug called brodalumab, which was an IL-17 receptor inhibitor. And that drug ultimately got pulled out of the market because there were increased risk of depression and suicidality. Because of that, the rheumatology community, as well as the patient community and even FDA, got very sensitized to the worry of depression and suicidality in drugs that block interleukin-17. This drug, ixekizumab, is IL-17A inhibitor. The previous drug, which actually had this serious problem, was blocking IL-17 receptor. So it blocked IL-17A, B, C, D, E, and F. So this particular study, where we looked at the 25 studies done in psoriasis and psoriatic arthritis and ankylosing spondylitis and axial spondyloarthritis, we were very interested in this particular side effect. And what we found out was the risk of depression and suicidality or self-injury. The incidence rate per 100 patient years was around 1. It was 0.9 in axial spondyloarthritis to 1.6 in psoriatic arthritis. In psoriasis, it was 1.2. So this wasn't anywhere close to the other study that we were concerned about. The other question, of course, patients have is, what about heart attacks and what about cancers? I mean, those are the worries patients have. And in this study, when we looked at the risk of MACE, which is major adverse cardiovascular event, which includes heart attacks and strokes and these things, that risk was very low. It was less than 0.5 per 100 patient years. And for cancer, also, it was pretty low. It was less than 1 per 100 patient years. It was 0.4 to 0.8. These numbers are important because when I'm counseling the patient in the clinic, I can use these numbers and say that if I treat 100 patients like you for a year, less than one of them is going to have cancer. If I treat 200 patients like you for a year, about one would have heart disease. And again, these are not related to the drug, but this is what we found out in this pooled safety study that we did. The last one was iritis or uveitis. And this is especially an issue that patients with axial spondyloarthritis get. 40% of patients with ankylosing spondylitis, for example, will get iritis or uveitis in their lifetime. And there is a question whether IL-17 inhibitors, whether they help or they don't help. In this analysis that we did and pooled all the axial spondyloarthritis studies, total patient years was about 2,100 patient years, we found out that the incidence rate was close to 2.8 per 100 patient years. In psoriatic arthritis, there were absolutely no cases whatsoever, and there were only 2 cases in the entire nearly 7,000 patient database of psoriasis. So very, very rare in psoriasis, psoriatic arthritis, and about 2.8 per 100 patient years. So again, these are low numbers. It doesn't tell us whether this drug treats this condition, but it certainly tells us that patients who are taking ixekizumab will not be having worsening of their uveitis looking at these data.
That was Dr. Atul Devdar talking about the risk of adverse events associated with the treatment option ixekizumab in patients with psoriasis, psoriatic arthritis, and axial spondyloarthritis. To access this and other episodes in our series, visit Clinician's Roundtable on ReachMD.com, where you can be part of the knowledge. Thanks for listening.